Next up in the hot seat is JFO, aka Mr. O'Hannon, head of Big Green Thing and head of careers and teacher of chemistry. When did you join Daunceys?
I joined Daunceys in 1996, so that's 28 years ago.
Crikey. And next up, what made you want to join Daunceys in the first place?
I was studying a PGCE at Bath University, and I was looking for a school that had a vacancy for a chemistry teacher. And I had a nephew who'd been to Daunceys, and so I knew it was a super school. And when I came here and looked around, I thought, yes, this would be a great place to start my teaching career.
What a lovely backstory.
And what is your greatest achievement here?
I suppose I would say still being here after 28 years. But in all seriousness, I think that there are kind of a couple of things that I'm particularly proud of. One relates to my sports coaching. I coached a rugby side, which was known as the Gentlemen's 15. And we were unbeaten for 4 years, which was rather an exciting achievement for the boys.
What a run.
Thank you very much. Founding the school's environment club, the BGT, was something that I'm very proud of, particularly a conference that we held which saw us take a green message to 12 other schools who visited and ran a whole day programme of events, which I think hopefully changed the mindset of a number of people about Daunceys and making it greener.
Gosh.
And if you could change one thing about how the school, what would it be?
The timetable. I would ensure that each week for day pupils there was a tutor period, so that tutors had a chance to spend more time with their tutees and help support and guide them in their time at Daunceys to get the most out of it.
Yeah, I think that could be really beneficial to you.
Yeah, definitely. And now for one of the most important questions here, what is your favourite school lunch?
Isla, that is a really important question, and in many ways it's what's kept me here for 28 years. I think it is a difficult decision. It's a tie, essentially, between Friday and the smell of salt and vinegar wafting across the quad telling me that fish and chips is arriving, but I also am very partial to chef's risotto, so tricky one. Yeah. Probably just come down on fish and chips.
Lovely. It's a favorite.
And what made you want to start Big Green Thing here at Daunceys?
Daunceys is a fabulous school. But when we started the Big Green Thing in 2007, I felt that we weren't really focused on sustainability. And as an old Daunceyan called Richard Sambrook was one of the people who first used the term sustainability in the context of environmental issues, I really felt we had to do something, particularly as one of our old Daunceyans was president of a country that was likely to be the first one to go under the sea when sea levels rise. So it was really to get Daunceys to do something more proactively about sustainability and get the pupils and staff all on board.
Yeah, lovely.
Next up, can you please tell us a bit more about what Big Green Thing is?
So the Big Green Thing is a student lobby group which essentially is designed to get ideas and campaigns to make the school more sustainable. We've done everything from lobbying the governors to have more green energy, and we've managed to get solar power and photovoltaics and ground source heat pumps into the school. To raise awareness, we actually had a group who made a series of films that premiered in Leicester Square in London in front of an audience of 700. We ran a campaign where recycling was pushed very, very strongly, to the extent that in every room there was a dedicated bin for recycling that BGT members collected each week to a central point. There's been a change in the way that rubbish is dealt with in the school, so we don't quite have the same control in the BGT as we used to over recycling.
What will you miss most?
Well, we've spoken about lunch, and I think I will very seriously miss lunch, and particularly flapjacks at tea. But in all seriousness, and it sounds a bit cliche, but I will miss the people. One of the things that has kept me here has been the warmth of the community, the pupils, the bursarial staff, the academic staff. It really is one big family, I would say, and that over 28 years has been one of the consistent things that has made the school very special. So, yeah, the people.
What a lovely answer to end on.